Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is providing details on plans by his military to go after Hamas militants in Rafah. The city in southern Gaza is where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge from the war between Israel and Hamas. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has more from Tel Aviv.
The remarks came at the beginning of a meeting of Israel's government. We will operate in Rafah, Netanyahu says. It will take a few weeks, but it will happen. He says there is a plan in place to move Palestinians sheltering in Rafah to what Israel is calling humanitarian islands. Israel's military says Hamas militants are operating in Rafah among the civilian population. The southern city in Gaza borders Egypt and is the main entry point for most of the humanitarian aid coming into the enclave. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has warned against an Israeli assault on the city. U.S. officials have said Israel has the right to defend itself, but warn there needs to be a, quote, clear and implementable humanitarian plan. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Partial election returns in Russia show Vladimir Putin is heading for another six-year term as the country's president. Putin applauded the early results, saying it shows the trust the Russian people have in his leadership. Voting took place Friday through yesterday, with Putin facing no serious competition. Putin is heading for a fifth term in office, little more than a month after the country's political opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, died at a penal colony where he was being held under circumstances that remain unclear. North Korea test-fired several missiles today, hours before Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed a summit in South Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul says it's the first missile test by Pyongyang in more than a month.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea launched several suspected short-range ballistic missiles which flew eastward into the sea. The State Department condemned the launch and called on North Korea to re-engage in dialogue. North Korea refrained from launching missiles during recent U.S.-South Korean joint military drills. Instead, North Korean state media reported on leader Kim Jong-un supervising drills by paratroops, artillery, and tank units. In a speech at the opening of the Third Summit for Democracy in Seoul, Secretary of State Blinken warned of democratic backsliding in many countries. He praised South Korea as a champion of democracy, but made no mention of the North. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The State Department says more than 30 U.S. citizens were flown out of Haiti yesterday. They landed in Miami aboard a charter flight out of Cap Haitien in the country's north. Haiti's main airport in Port-au-Prince remains closed, with armed gangs in control of much of the capital. This is NPR News. Police in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, say they're looking for multiple suspects following a shooting yesterday in the city's downtown. One person was killed, two others were hospitalized with injuries. Police say the gunfire erupted in the city's Bar District as people were celebrating St. Patrick's Day. The NAACP is calling on black athletes to reconsider going to public colleges and universities in Florida. As NPR's Michael Ratcliffe reports, the move was prompted by last year's passage of a state law that bans spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at those institutions.
The NAACP says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is devaluing black America. A law he signed last year bans spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, at the state's public universities. NAACP President Derek Johnson tells NPR that black student-athletes should consider HBCUs or programs in other states.
Students need to understand what their options are so they can choose wisely, but we also want to send notice to the NCAA.
Texas and Utah also banned DEI programs at universities, and bills in more than a dozen other states would curb diversity efforts on campuses. Michael Radcliffe, NPR News.
Connecticut, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina are the top seeds in this year's NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. UConn is the defending national champion and the tournament's overall top seed. In the women's bracket, South Carolina, Iowa, USC, and Texas are the top seeds in this year's Division I tournament. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.